Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I mean, think about this. You know, you have a restaurant. You have a restaurant. And in that restaurant, you're serving, you know, maybe 100 customers, 500 customers a day or something like that. And somebody decides to say, listen, you know what? And you're maxing out. You got all your employees. You got all these things going on. And in that, somebody decides in your community, says, listen, we think everybody should be fed in this community. We think everybody should be fed in this community. And so what we want you to do, we want you to begin to feed everybody in this community. You have a restaurant. You have a business. You've been serving 500 people already. So we want you to be able to serve the entire community. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, is he going to be able to serve? I mean, think about it. They're serving 500 a day. Mm-hmm. They have a business. They've hired exact amount of employees to be able to do that and maintain your business. They're paying waiters and waitresses and cooks. Mm-hmm. They're buying the food. They got a place where they're doing business at, and they have a leader that's leading that. Mm-hmm. And they're maxing out at 500 customers a day, for example.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the politicians decide, you know, there's hungry people around here, and, you know, he's a good cook, and he already knows how to feed people and all that kind of stuff. We're just going to tell him, you know, you need to start feeding the whole community here. I mean, what's going to happen with that?
He's not going to have a business much longer.
Why wouldn't he be in business? That's the whole thing.
All right.
Think about it. Yeah. It's just common sense, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, he's in business. He's contributing to society, but his responsibility is not to save society. Mm-hmm. He's in business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And if you want his product, you go there and you buy his product. And you, if it's food, you eat it. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's clothes, you wear it.
Right.
If it's a vehicle, you drive it. But it's not his responsibility. The government shouldn't force him. And it's unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's a businessman going to do? What's a businessman going to do when you tell him, now you got to feed the whole community? He's going to quit.
He's not going to do it.
He's going to close his doors up.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to quit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they're doing with healthcare right now. 83% of doctors are saying that they're considering leaving the medical field. And it's not because they are rude or mean or hateful or anything like that. You can only do what you can do. You can only do what you can do. And because of the rationing boards, this is the main reason why. The rationing boards are part of the healthcare plan. And there's two parts of the healthcare plan. And very few people have actually read it. And it's a survey done by the Doctor Patient Medical Association Foundation. That when they surveyed the doctors, because of Obamacare, the 83% of them are considering quitting.
Wow.
Now, The 500 people that were getting fed. Mm-hmm. From that restaurant, they're not going to be fed anymore, right?
No.
So we killed that business.
Mm-hmm.
We killed. It wasn't that he wasn't a good businessman. It wasn't that things weren't working right. It's just that he could not handle the world. I mean, he couldn't feed the world. He was just a business person. He just happened to be in the food restaurant. Well, a doctor just happens to be in the medical field. He's a human being. She's a human being.
Mm-hmm.
They decided they want to be in the medical practice. They went through all the school that we didn't go through, that we could have gone through. We could have done. We could have went that route,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
But we didn't. And they paid that price to be able to do that. And those are the ones that you go to and you go, help, my body is acting up, you know, and they help us.
Yeah.
And now the Obama healthcare plan, which is, it's nice. We begin to think about it. And I would appreciate it. Go back and look at the highlights, because there's a lot more to this than just this. But we have to understand, if the end result is that we only have 17% of the present doctors, and we didn't have enough, we don't have enough doctors right now to provide the care that's going to be needed, mm-hmm. to give everybody health care.
Right.
It's not enough.
Right.
And so now, if there's not enough and 83% are going to quit, we had never seen sickness like we'd see it.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so 90% of the medical system, the doctors say, is on the wrong track. 83% are thinking about quitting. You know, 61% say the system challenges their ethics, because a rationing board, which is a governmental agency, is going to tell you, you know, that you can treat this person for this, but you can't treat him for that. Mm-hmm. Ethically, to them, they took the oath that they would actually help everybody that's sick.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would be, this is what one particular doctor was saying. He says, I would be lying to my patients, and I can't do that. I cannot tell them that you don't need this test or this particular surgery, because he would know in his own heart and his own wisdom that you would need it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they're thinking about, I would be lying to my patients. These personal relationships that I had for years, and this one doctor, this Talkins, had it for years, he's been a doctor, and he just can't live with the fact. It just, like the same way we were talking about in the first hour was, you know, before God, that's what he was saying, I cannot lie to my patients.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be a rationing board. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's been involved in VA and different institutions where you served your country as a military soldier, and then you go through Veterans Administration for any kind of medical needs, I mean, you're seeing a similar type system that they're wanting to bring into America.
Right.
And, you know, if you would have trained a whole army of doctors up under that mindset and then switched over.
Right.
That they're understanding that I'm actually going to be a servant to the system, and that this rationing board, I have confidence in whoever these people are on the board, that they're going to make the best decisions, and they can talk to their patients to say, listen, you know, this is why I believe about these people that are making these decisions. And they're kind of like brought into the whole new, you know, that's what it's like. It's sort of like we're entering into a communistic, socialistic, you know, and if you missed the ism cartoon, you can see it on the VFN TV blog, hear it on the highlights, but it explains communism, socialism, Marxism, and capitalism, and understanding that when the government takes over healthcare, you're moving right into socialism, progressively, possibly Marxism, and ultimately communism.
Mm-hmm.
And the government just takes over more and more. But if you control that part of the budget, the tax budget, the government does, what's the use of legislature anymore? Why send your representative to, he's not going to be able to do anything, or she's not going to be able to do anything.
Right.
And so the doctors are talking about quitting. And so here we are now, your doctor, instead of lying to you, may just walk out the door by 2014.
Mm.
You know, and this is not about a political situation. This is about a mindset. This is about a value mindset. And we value, you know, as Americans and as Christians, and that's what VFN Radio is for the church and those that are going astray and those that are being drawn to God, is that, you know, we value people being taken care of. God values it so much that he's going to judge us on the last days if we did or didn't. Of course, as I say, the problem is if 97% of the church, those that profess to be believers, are robbing God of his tithes and offerings, you know, we're not in a place to be able to tell the government what to do, but we can repent and give ourselves times by making the right decision in November for people who stand for our value system. Nobody should say that our present, you know, medical system's working. I remember, you know, that I was in a particular city. I was there for a ministry meeting, and I just instantly, just totally, just out of the middle of nowhere, got sick, you know, and it's unusual for that kind of thing to happen. And I didn't know what it was coughing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go to the emergency room, and they were so nice to me. I mean, they were just so, I was like, oh, these people are just so nice, you know. And they're doing some x-rays. They're going through all these different things, you know, to be able to check me out. And then I leave and I think, what a great experience. That was just, you know, they helped me out.
Yeah.
You know, stopped the coughing thing. And it was like pneumonia. I had like pneumonia.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that something? Mm. And so, but, you know, maybe about a month later or something, I get a I love you letter in the mail. I find out why they were so nice. I got a bill from the doctors.
Yeah.
And I got a bill from the hospital. And for that one, like maybe an hour and a half, it was like $1,200 for an hour and a half. And some of that was spent in the waiting room.
Yeah.
Think about it. Wow. That's a lot of money for a day-to-day person where we're just living our life out. And all of a sudden you got a $1,200 bill because you got a cough. You know, that's an injustice. That right there, something's wrong and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the answer is the answer government, or is the answer for us rethinking what we're doing with the doctors at the table, with the citizens at the table, and to let the free market move and see if it will begin to adjust. Because when somebody comes to get, they want to get something done in their body, physically, they come to America to get it done.
That's right.
You know, if they have the money, they come to America because we have excellent, you know, things. And I think India is actually coming up on that, by the way.
Oh, wow.
But, But knowing that, so if we could just figure out, you know, with God's wisdom, of course, the key is first for the church to stop robbing God. That's the first thing, you know, and then you'll find out if we don't do that, we'll maybe be able just to build our own hospitals and we're totally, you know, can treat people the way we feel God wants us to treat them. But you go into some hospitals that started by those who love God and they've been taken over by boards and corporations and they won't even let you mention Jesus. And I was like, it just says, you know, you name the religion over the top of it, you know, a Christian, you know, expression.
Right.
And they're kind of real touchy-feely about it. It's like, oh, we don't love Jesus in this place.
Right.
But, you know, I just want to encourage you that it seemed good at the time because he knew how to fix food in his restaurant. I mean, he's so good at fixing that food. And he's feeding 500 people a day.
Mm.
But it was so out of the ballpark, unrealistic. He's a free person. He's a free marketed person. And he's just going to close his doors up. He's not going to do that. He can't do it, first of all. Secondly, he's not going to do it. And they have written in these laws that says that they can force the doctors to provide a service. But the whole thing is, like, do you really want somebody being forced to stick a knife in your chest and cut you open?
No.
They come in there in the operating room with an attitude, I can't believe that the government is making, like, hey, cool down. Give them a shot. Give them a shot. You know, I mean, you don't want somebody just, you know, you don't want some slave mindset of a doctor that he's enslaved by the government and he's angry with them and the government's forcing him to come in there or her to provide open heart surgery to you. And it's not a good combination, you know. And they wouldn't be angry with you, but they might take it on you. I showed them, like, get somebody else in here. So 83% of doctors have been surveyed by, it's done by the Doctor Patient Medical Association Foundation. And it has a lot of stats in there and the sources of those particular stats. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.